Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Jimmy Kopp with Live Nation on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
We're going to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees for 2025, and Jimmy has his ballot in front of him. We may be able to convince him to vote in a certain way, so you could have some influence.
Nice.
But before we do that, post-Nirvana, original members of Nirvana, minus Kurt, and Post Malone got together for the SNL 50th, and they did, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Any chance of them or any talk of them touring?
No, not really. There's talk of Post touring as Post Malone, but not as a group Post Nirvana. I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Post Malone coming to Connecticut?
Hopefully, but not planned at the point. But they're talking about some sort of tour by the end of the year. So hopefully we'll get them.
Where would you put them? Or him?
Well, outdoors, we had him last summer at Xfinity. Mm-hmm. So we do outdoors. Indoors, nice. Either the Mohegan Sun or the XL Center.
Huh.
Anyone else that you're about to put some ink to paper on?
Well, we're actually working on Eric Clapton. So we'd like to bring Eric Clapton into Mohegan Sun. Tom and I have been working on that for about a week now.
Oh, cool.
Whoa.
Nice.
And now, would this be Eric Clapton playing the blues all night and throwing in a couple of hits, or is this Eric Clapton playing the hits all night?
Oh, it's playing the hits.
Nice.
Really?
Sorry. Yeah. Cool. I've been to both. Yeah. I want the hits.
Yeah.
I want the hits, too.
Yeah, we all do.
I went to the blues one.
Yeah.
You know? And I was just happy to be there to watch a legend. And
right.
He did do Layla. And,
right.
But, man, that was a long night for me.
Yeah, blues depress you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I felt the exact same way. I mean, it was really good. He's great. He's a master at his art.
Icon, yeah.
But, you know what? I want to hear, you know, Mainline Florida,
right.
Layla rocking, things like that. I don't want to hear the soft stuff. If you get into an arena, play big. Don't play small. Play
right.
big.
Yeah,
nice.
And think about... We all came, you know, this is a whole commitment from all of us.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what we want to hear.
Right, right.
If you want to do that, do Toads.
Nice.
I liked it one time like you did. I don't want to see it again, though.
Right,
right.
And they've done that.
When do you, so that would be 2025, Jimmy?
Yes.
And when you're booking an Eric Clapton, do you ask them? Well, are they going to play the hits? Are they going to play? What are we getting
yeah.
here?
Well, I don't ask because I'm usually told. I'm usually warned that it's not his regular show.
Oh.
So when I did the blues show back in the 90s at the Civic Center, it wasn't the XL Center, it was the Civic Center back then, I was told about it. And it was advertised that way. So the fans weren't surprised.
Okay.
And like I said, it was a really good show, and I think the fans really appreciated it. But the fans really like the hits in general for any artist.
Yeah, Bruce did that whole ode to Tom Joad.
Oh, God.
And
right.
people got up and walked out during it.
No,
I mean, the people who didn't know what they were going for and
right.
they thought they were going to hear Born in the USA.
Probably his band did.
yeah, part of the band was like, yeah, bored.
Where'd the drummer go?
Well, that's exciting news. You heard it here first. What would you say the chances of this happening are?
Better than 50%.
Nice.
Ooh. That's good. I have a feeling if you mention it, there's
Well, I said better than 50%.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. I'm going to leave it at that.
We'll do the math.
You know, we've had good talks about it. We're working on dates. We're working on money. We're working on all that sort of stuff. I don't think we'd be getting that far if there wasn't interest from the artist.
Nice.
You texted me about a performer going to a small place and what I thought about a ticket price for them. Was there any advancement of that?
Not at this moment, no.
Oh, damn.
Well,
by the way, I think that would be a big headline.
Yeah.
By the way.
Really?
Yes, me too. But it's not dead or at this point, but it would be quite interesting to have him at a place like Toad's Place. We're trying to build Toad's 50th anniversary with a lot of artists that would normally play bigger venues. So this year, 2025, is the 50th anniversary of Toad's. So we're trying to find artists that would play Oakdale or an arena and bring them into Toad. So we've been working on that.
That's so cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is cool.
Nice. Yeah.
I haven't been to a Toad show in a long time.
It's forever,
I wouldn't mind going back.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're working on.
Sticky
people
floors.
Like you that are 95 years old.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. I feel 95.
I know. I feel 105.
I'm sorry. What? I couldn't hear you.
But people that have really enjoyed Toads in the 80s and 90s, they really have stopped going to Toads because Toads brings in artists now that most of us haven't heard of, to tell you the truth. And so we want to bring those artists back and put them into Toads.
Nice.
Oh, that's real cool. All right, let's talk about the Rock Hall of Fame here. I'm going to run through the list. We'll get who you're voting for, and then we'll figure out which one maybe we can try to convince you or whatever. Okay? So.
Okay.
Jimmy is a voting member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Here are the nominees for 2025. And Jimmy will tell us who he has a yes vote for already and then who he's a question mark on.
Okay.
Bad Company.
Yes.
Me too.
How many votes do you get? Seven?
I get seven votes.
Seven, nice.
Yes, I get seven votes.
Cool.
I think Bad Company is a pretty easy choice.
Yeah.
Black Crowes?
Maybe.
Mariah Carey.
I mean, you know, I always get personal with artists. And, you know, I've smoked pot with Black Crowes. And so, yeah. You know, I say, you know, I sort of, they don't really know me, but I've enjoyed time with them. It would be fun to see them get in, but they're a maybe because they're borderline. I mean, they've had a long career. They're still around, which really is important to me that they have, you know, they're current. And it's a maybe. I only get seven votes, so I can really have to listen to you and the tribe and everybody else.
Could be another year.
Who can sway me.
Yeah. Right.
Mariah Carey?
No.
Same here.
Sunrock. Chubby Checker?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I was amazed he wasn't in already.
Absolutely.
I was shocked by that as well.
Yeah. So was he.
Joe Cocker?
Yes. I just think Joe Cocker is unique. A live performer that was special. The Mad Dogs and Englishman tour was really one of the great tours of all time, something I'd not seen. 20 people on stage, Leon Russell leading the band, Delaney and Bonnie in the band, Eric Clapton sitting in every once in a while. He had a long career.
Nice.
Billy Idol.
Maybe.
Oh.
Okay. Mm.
If he played Connecticut, I might have said yes.
Right.
No. He could still turn that, right?
Right, he could.
Joy Division, New Order?
I don't know much about them, so the answer to that is no.
He doesn't care if your boss keeps going, no.
Well, I can't vote for somebody I've never heard a song by.
Seriously, yeah, right?
Exactly, right.
Cyndi Lauper?
Yes.
Yep.
Connecticut resident, lived in Stanford for a long time. I used to bump into her a lot and friends with her. And I think she's unique. I think she has epitomized, really the first artist in a long time that epitomized girl power. Great singer, unique voice, still on the road. Girls Just Want to Have Fun is a great rock song. Time after time, great ballad. She could sing anything. Great personality. I think she should definitely be in.
All around, yeah, big time.
Jimmy, you had one show at Mohegan Sun way back where it was Cyndi Lauper and the Meatloaf.
Oh, wow.
And that was
sick.
A night of the greatest voices on the planet.
Wow.
Really, like her voice is really something else. So you're a yes on Cyndi.
I remember Cyndi Lauper's show at Toad's Place that I covered. I think it was 89 or something.
Wow.
Right.
And I left. I was in my little Datsun 240Z.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, they were really cool.
I had one.
Fun.
Yeah.
And I'm driving down. And I'm right. You remember where IKEA was? There was Howard Johnson's there.
Yeah.
At Long Wharf.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there's a light behind me flashing. They pull me over. The cops pull me over. State police pull me over.
Yeah.
I quickly put out the joint.
Nice.
And
good idea.
Put the windows down.
Right.
Well, I just came from a concert. I don't drink, so, you know.
Yeah.
So, I have to do something. Right, exactly. So, God forbid, I don't want to live in this world. That's the way it is. So, I put out the joint, and the cop comes over, and he smells it, and he goes, get out of the car. And it's like 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
And he puts me up against the car, and he searches me, excuse me, finds nothing on me, thank goodness, because I swallowed what I had left. And
commitment.
then another cop comes by, and thank goodness recognized my name, and said, you know, you shouldn't be driving and smoking. I said, well, I was never going to admit that I was smoking.
Right.
Well, I wasn't smoking. I'm going, right. You know, you're wrong there. And he looks at me and goes, well, we can do one of two things. You could admit to it and we won't take you in, or you won't admit to it and we're going to take you in.
Oh.
That was a hard thing to figure out.
Yeah.
It's like
maybe
a game
he was lying
show
to me.
Puzzle.
Right.
If I admit it, maybe he's taking me in.
Right, while you're high also.
Let me have a joint to think about it.
So I didn't admit it, but he didn't take me in. And he said, you know, you're well known. You should speak about the evils of drugs and stuff like that. And I can't wait to get home and smoke another joint. Tell
right.
The truth.
Yeah, the evils of drugs.
Right,
oh, my God.
Right.
But I was let go. So I remember Cyndi Lauper for that one incident.
Wow.
Being pulled over on 95. That was horrible.
Wow.
Cyndi Lauper and Toad's Place. What a friggin' memory that must have
Seriously,
been.
Seriously, yeah.
Okay. It was great.
And the ride
next
home, too.
Yeah, so you're up to four, right?
Yeah, I'm up to four. Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, and Cyndi Lauper, right.
Okay. Before we continue with Jimmy Complex's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee ballad, where you will have some influence
yes.
over.
Input.
Alan from Westbrook. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You're on with Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy. Thanks. I just got to tell you, nothing makes you feel cooler when you're at a Super Bowl party and you're waiting for the coin toss and you're oh, yeah, I got a bet with Jimmy Coplick. They're
nice.
Like, what the hell? What are you talking about?
I lost the bet.
And these guys just told me over the break, I mean, you're too kind. Billy Joel, backstage, Saturday night. I mean, that's crazy. Thank you.
Right.
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, no.
that part of my memory we have, yes.
Now, I've got to say, I just wanted to thank you. I ran into you at two different concerts, and I have never wanted to bother you, but I have said hi, and you were the one to stop and talk. So you can just tell. It was a really nice gesture, and I appreciate it.
That's thank cool, you. Alan. Thank you, man. And we'll be in touch about that show.
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right. Okay, let's get back to Jimmy Complex's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ballad.
Yes.
So far, he's a yes on Bad Company, a maybe on the Black Crowes, a no on Mariah Carey, a yes on Chubby Checker, a Joe Cocker, yes, a Billy Idol, maybe, Joy Division, no, Cyndi Lauper, yes. So he's up to four yes votes. He gets seven.
Okay.
Here's who's left.
Right.
Mana.
What?
Mana.
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 I knew I was saying it wrong.
Mana, mana. Do, do,
I
do,
knew
do,
that was
mana,
coming
mana,
as do, soon do, as I heard it.
Mana, mana.
All
right. Yes or no on mana?
Mana.
Again, it's hard for me to vote for somebody that I've never heard their music. So I understand they're a big Mexican act. I've actually promoted them at Mohegan Sun once. And a lot of people tell me they deserve it. But it's hard to vote for somebody I've never heard their music.
The answer's in their name. Nah.
Nah. Oasis?
This is a tough one. I'm leaning towards no on that because although they were giant over in Europe, they were never giant over here.
Never.
I never headlined them in an arena before. The last time they played Connecticut, they played Tuxedo Junction in Danbury.
Wow.
Which is a little club in Danbury.
Even that place got torn down.
Yeah, it was just torn down. You're right. It was just torn down. And hard for me to say yes to that. So I think, again, only seven votes, I'm going to have to say no.
They fought more than the Kinks.
Well, there has to be something about longevity with these two. You don't go into Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for having two good seasons.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but last year up in Saratoga, which I also oversee upstate New York, we had one of the brothers, I think it was Noel Gallagher, up there. So they haven't been together. They've actually split up and toured on their own. And it was a bad night because somebody called in a bomb threat and he never got on stage.
Liam did it.
Outkast?
Again, I've never heard anything by Outkast. I'm not going to vote for them.
That's so, hey, yeah, that's about it.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Yep.
Fish?
Yes. Controversial, but yes.
Yeah.
Soundgarden?
Yes. I think I'm going to go for Soundgarden.
Nice.
The White Stripes?
No.
Oh.
Huh.
Well. No. I look, they were together for a while. Jack White's on his own. Again, you know, being a concert promoter, and, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame puts many different voters together, record people, live entertainment people. I think DJs get in. I think a lot of people are voters. So I have to take it from more of the live side. And I really don't think that White Stripes were ever that big live. I mean, I think Oakdale was the biggest venue I think I've ever promoted them in.
Right.
Well, we have ourselves a contest now.
Yeah.
It's between the two maybes on Jimmy's ballot.
Okay.
He has decided on 6 of his 7 yeses. He's a maybe on the Black Crowes.
Right.
He's a maybe on Billy Idol.
Right.
Who should it be? 203-882-9757.
I say Billy Idol.
All right, Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation, is on the show, and he is a voting member of the Rock Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And they just released their nominees for 2025. And Jimmy gets 7 yes votes.
Yep.
And he's locked into 6. Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, Fish, and Soundgarden. He's on the fence on 2. But he only has 1 vote left.
Yep.
So, who should be in the Rock Hall of Fame? You could actually have influence on the vote.
See, I did it.
203-882-9757. Should it be the Black Crowes or Billy Idol, and why? AJ?
Billy Idol.
And why?
I think Billy Idol's been around longer. He has more iconic songs. Black Crowes, to me, are still newbies compared to Billy Idol's career. He's had multiple bands he's been in, and he's still playing today. And still kicking ass, too. He still sounds great. And just now has a tour just starting, and maybe he'll come back to Connecticut. So that's why.
Okay. Ayesha?
Billy Idol, because I don't know any Black Crowes songs.
All right. Very good. Phil?
From the Heart. Yeah, I think I'd go Billy Idol, too.
Yeah.
I think the Black Crowes really just have the 1 album, if I'm being honest.
Ruth?
But it's a cover. Their most well-known song.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, their song.
That's right.
Billy Idol. Absolutely.
I'd have to say myself, Billy Idol as well, only because the Black Crowes feel like they were a 70s copy.
Right.
You know, like a remake.
Right.
Cover band.
And Billy Idol had that
their fashion.
Iconic
their
hairstyle.
Sound.
Yep.
Well, let's see what the tribe thinks here. Okay. Sky and Shelton.
Shelton. Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Jimmy.
Morning.
You definitely got to vote for Billy Idol. He started his career in the late 70s with Gen X, and he was like a crossover from punk to mainstream.
Yeah.
And of any artist that's been out there, I've seen him the most from 1982, the infamous 1982 concert he did at UB, to seeing him at the New Haven Coliseum with his Whiplash Smile Tour, where he played between a set of thighs and high heels that were 35 feet up to the rafters at the top of the Coliseum. And I saw him last, a couple of years ago up to...
That's Mohegan a fetish, Sun. By the way, giantism.
Or
whatever it's called, giantess.
Giantess, yeah.
Giantess, yeah.
All right, Sky.
Right.
All right.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Coffee?
He had a lot of information.
He really did.
He did.
Billy Idol.
Very convincing.
Rick in North Haven.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I would say Black Crowes all the way. Black Crowes are an unbelievable live band. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but I've seen them about 25 times. Fantastic live. And they've been around, I think, since the early 90s. So I would definitely go with the Black Crowes.
Okay.
Okay. All right, there's a vote for the Black Crowes. Thank you. I saw them once open for ZZ Top.
Uh-huh.
And Miller Lite was the sponsor of the tour.
Oh.
And I think this was your show at New Haven Coliseum, Jimmy.
Oh, yes, it was.
And they went off on this tangent for about, I don't know, felt like 10 minutes. It was probably 3.
Right.
But about how corporate sponsorships are ruining rock and roll. It's not rock and roll. Rock and roll is supposed to be rebellion.
Right.
I'm like, I wonder how long they're going to be on this tour.
Did you look up at the sign?
It was probably a couple of dates later they were gone from the tour.
Yep, you're right.
Became lighter.
Al in the Shed.
That other guy, he sounds like he's got a fetish for the Black Crowes.
Yeah, thank
anyway,
you.
I'm with AJ.
You with
I
me?
Just got to tell my wife everything AJ said before he said it.
Billy Idol?
Before he
Billy
said
Idol,
it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And then AJ practically repeated
me
in front of my wife.
Wow, Look at that. See?
Yeah.
Right?
Think like me.
Simpatico.
It's also a lazy way of saying I'm not going to make a case for him. I'm just going to vote for him.
So later on, I'll go pee in a funnel. In our view.
All right, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Andre and Derby.
Got to say, Billy Idol, way more hits. Still great live. And Steve Stevens, man.
Yeah. Guy rocks, man. Still
now,
playing
would
him.
Steve Stevens go in with Billy Idol?
That's a very good question,
band, right?
Yeah,
I think it goes right.
He
in
was
with,
he was on a couple albums,
right? But he's still with him, yeah.
I would guess not because it's not a band name; it's an artist name.
Yeah,
Billy Idol.
Right.
Oh. Like Bruce Springsteen got in without the E Street Band.
Wow!
And then the E Street Band got in about 10 years
by themselves.
Later.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's just Billy Idol, the actual
covered songwriter. Because I guess it's.
That's true.
You know.
No, but he's not on White Wedding. He's not on Money Money. He's on the Rebel Yell album. All and right. Then I think he's on an album after that. But then they split for a while.
Yeah, he's not on that Whiplash Smile. But
yeah.
But there's a. It, this seems like this is a landslide for Billy Idol.
Yeah,
yeah sure
I would
does.
Say. Yep.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Andre. David, Long Island.
Hey, none of the County Crows were ever in an Adam Sandler movie, so we got to stick with Billy.
That's right. That's right.
Jimmy, can you write that on your ballot under notes?
That's right. That's so funny. That's great.
If they're in an Adam Sandler movie, they should automatically be in.
Exactly. There you go. There's a reason right there.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, great argument.
Yep.
Thank you, David.
You can't deny it.
Yeah. On your ballot for the Rock Hall of Fame, Jimmy, is there a section for comments?
No, this is the first year it's actually a digital ballot, not
wow.
a paper ballot.
Oh.
So I have to go online and fill in my name and my code and everything like that.
Wow.
To vote, yeah. I usually post it on my Facebook page. I can't post anything. It's a digital ballot.
Huh.
Right.
Wow.
It's like tickets, everybody, just like tickets.
Right.
It ain't
right.
like it used to be.
Yep. Right. Yep. Things change.
No more paper.
Pickles.
Pickles.
Hello?
Pickles. What's the deal, Pickles?
The guy named Pickles.
Right.
Should we wait?
I know what a pickle sounds like.
All right.
I'm just curious.
Oh, he hung up.
Oh.
Michael, right. East Haven.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Chaz and AJ. Nice show every day. Thank you.
Thank Hi, you,
Jimmy.
Thank you.
Jimmy, thank you for everything for all my life. I've been going to New Haven Coliseum 40 years.
Nice.
Black Crowes, I would love for that vote. But most of all, I would love to say thank you for the Fish vote because I've been going to Fish since 1994, and they are it.
Been fishing for
thank
years.
You.
Nice.
You're welcome.
Nice.
Fish deserves it.
Right? Okay,
thank you. Jimmy. Thank you. Honest to God, sleeping out in the parking lot for New Haven Coliseum.
Sounds like you're still out there.
Yeah. Got a frozen fish.
You realize it's closed?
Got a frozen fish.
guys,
hey,
listen.
Michael, what was your first concert?
My first concert, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Was the Carpenters at Oakdale. Neil Sedaka opened up.
Ooh. Neil Sedaka.
Literally.
Carpenters. That's about
as... Neil Sedaka is my new push to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
nice.
Party next year.
Nice.
Is that right?
Neil Sedaka.
Nice.
Yes, he
run,
should be in the Rock and Roll
run,
Hall of
Samson,
Fame.
Run,
Samson, run. Love it, guys. Hey, and if you could play Chalk Dust Torture for me. Hey, by the way, I'm in the same truck with Rick from North Haven.
We're sorry.
Hey, tell the old guy there, Al, that I'm going to smack him in the head.
Okay.
He's only teasing.
All right,
guys, thank you for everything. Have
All
a great day.
Yep. Thank you.
Nice what happened there.
Fun.
Sounds
fish.
Like a landslide for Billy Idol.
Yep.
Yeah, it really does. Well,
yeah.
The tribe has voted, and the studio has voted, right?
Yay.
Yay.
Yep.
So I will go with Billy Idol.
Yay.
Holy cow.
Nice.
Cool.
Yep.
Yay.
All right, now if he gets in, we could all feel like we were a little part of that.
Had a hand in it, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Jimmy.
We'll get more.
I love doing this.
Billy Joel, Saturday at Mohegan.
Yes.
Sold out immediately, but if
yes.
people wanted to go, is there, you know, do you release last-minute tickets, or how does that work?
Yes, we will probably, when he comes, he's actually coming in tomorrow, so he's going to start setting everything up tomorrow, and if there's some seats we can let go, I would say keep an eye on Ticketmaster.
Nice.
I have a feeling that Mike Del Judas show at the Wolf Den is going to be a very special show.
I think so, too.
It could be.
Why you're in the building? Why not? Right. I don't know.
I could, yeah.
Yeah.
It could be. You never know.
You never know.
It's a game time thing.
It's a great show either way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Jim, great.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.